Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. Chandrayaan. Bob, you take me to the surface of the moon in a really cool map that Bob makes available on his website. It is the ACT Lunar Orbiter map of the moon. And Bob's able to locate what the ambition is for Chandrayaan. What is Chandrayaan, Bob?
This is Chandrayaan 4. This is the next lunar mission that India's space agency ISRO wishes to launch to the moon. And they revealed in a tweet this week that they plan to send this lander. It's a sample return mission, by the way. They plan to send this mission essentially to the same area that their previous mission, Chandrayaan 3, went. That's the mission that dropped the Vikram lander and the Pragyan rover to the moon at about 69 degrees south latitude, so it's in the southern regions of the moon, not the South Pole, but, you know, closer than anybody else has successfully launched at the time. And so they're going to go to basically the same area. It's a good area to go. It's closer to the South Pole, but not at the South Pole. And this mission will include five modules, a propulsion module, a transfer module, the lander, an ascender to bring the samples back, and then a reentry module to bring them back to Earth. So it's a complicated mission. It'll be launched on two different rockets. None of the specifics of the mission concept have been released yet, but they have said they're going to land in this area. And I should say during the same week, they also issued a tweet stating that their next Mars mission will possibly involve a rover and a helicopter, and it'll land on Mars using a sky crane like Curiosity and Perseverance did. But that won't happen until 31, much down the road. But this Chandrayaan 4 is coming probably in the next three years.
You notice, Bob, how ISRO has grown in ambition and confidence over the years. Remember how they shut down during the pandemic and we thought they were drifting away? Well, they're coming back.
Yeah, well, part of that, I think, has to do with the replacement of the guy in charge. The previous guy in charge, during the panic, he allowed things to shut down, and he completed his term, I think maybe early. They replaced him with a guy who's in charge now who seems much more aggressive. But he's not just simply aggressive in doing lots of missions. He's also aggressive in standards. He really imposed a lot of extra standards testing on them to make sure Chandrayaan 3 would work, to make sure the Gangyaan mission, with manned mission, is going to be safe and will work. He's really imposed hard standards, and that's a good thing.
But they're going for sample return on the moon and on Mars. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not a sample return from on Mars. That would be a helicopter rover-type mission like we do.
Okay, no sample return yet. We move on to the results from Chang'e 5. Bob emphasizes this is not the one that were imminent. This is an older one, went to the far side of the moon, and discovered what, Bob?
No, they're different missions. Chang'e 5 was launched in 21, and it brought samples back from the near side of the moon. Chang'e 6, which is now in orbit around the moon, is going to bring back samples from the far side of the moon. But there was a paper this week that was published detailing some of the data that the Chinese scientists have obtained from the samples returned from the Chang'e 5 mission. And this data is updated from previous reports. Previous reports said they had not found a lot of water in the topsoil of the moon from that mission. But this result is different. This result suggests that actually the uppermost meter, about 3 feet of the regolith, that's the topsoil, contains a significant amount of water brought to it by the solar wind. Now, we're not talking a lot of water here. We're not. But there's enough. This new data suggests there's enough there that, quote, it could also be extracted by heating. It also might explain some of the data from Chandrayaan-1, India's first lunar orbiter, which suggests there's a hydrogen signature all across the lunar surface where there shouldn't be. Well, it seems the solar wind embeds water molecules within the soil that survive once they're below the surface. And somehow there's maybe a great deal of water there, John. This is exciting.
To recover the water story. The reason South Pole was said to be important was water, correct? And and as of yet, there's no confirmation of any water in any dark crater on the South Pole.
Correct.
But these water reports are global.
Well, you see, this is what's interesting. All we have is hydrogen signatures everywhere, including the South Pole. This data suggests that any ice we might find could be embedded in the soil from the solar wind. And at the craters, you might have an enrichment within the soil, much greater than elsewhere. But it seems from this data that there might be water embedded even in the global lower latitudes, John. That's what's interesting.
Cotton candy. My memory of cotton candy is that you need to wash your face afterwards because it's so sticky. However, we'll make an exception for a whole planet of cotton candy. What have they discovered, Bob?
Yeah, this is an exoplanet that was discovered about 1,200 light years away. It's a transiting exoplanet. It's about 50% larger than Jupiter, but 7 times less massive. It's such a low density, they said it's almost like cotton candy, a hydrogen helium content, they think. Kind of like Saturn, which would float on an ocean.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.